Hey, welcome to Kids Church Online. I am so glad you are here today. We have an amazing lesson that you're going to love. I'm going to ask you something. Do you know what animal is mentioned the most in the Bible? Well, if you guessed sheep, you were right. Did you know that the sheep is mentioned over 500 times in the Bible? Now, the Bible talks about goats, foxes, wolves, lions, camels, dogs, but none of them 500 times. There must be a really good reason why the Bible mentions sheep or lambs that many times. So we're going to find out about that today. But before we do, run and get your Bible, a pen or pencil, and a piece of paper. You are going to need them today. And come right back. So here's 30 seconds to go do that. Okay, I'm so glad you are back. What I want you to do with that paper and pen or pencil is every time we say the word sheep, check it off on your paper. And also, we're going to be talking a lot about sheep. You're going to be experts at sheep by the time we're done. So I would like you to take notes like what you're learning every time we talk about it. So here we go.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil,
for you are with me.
Your rod and your staff comfort me.
You prepare a table in the presence of mine enemies.
You anoint my head with oil.
My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow
all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever and ever. Amen.
Psalm 23.
Guys, it's Miss Lois again with another story from Scripture. I know you've got your Bibles, so open them up to the book of Matthew. When you get there, find chapter 18 and read verses 10 through 14. When you're finished, I bet you know what to do. Come back, sit down, and listen while I tell you this story. I hope you're done, because here goes my story. Jesus said, "I warn you not to look down on any of these little ones, the young, the children, for their angel in heaven is in constant contact with my heavenly Father." He told this parable too. If a man has 100 sheep, look, it's sheep. 10? 20 sheep? Wow! 30 sheep? 40? This is incredible! Thanks, guys! 50 sheep? Awesome! Jump rope? 60 sheep? A lot of sheep! 70? Wow! 80? 90? Skateboarding? I mean, there is 100 sheep! If a man has 100 sheep... What? 100? 100 sheep, 99, oh my gosh, 99? If a man has 100 sheep and one is missing, what will he do? Well, he'll go looking for that sheep, sheep, meh, meh, here, sheep, come here, sheep, ah. more over this one sheep than the 99 because it was lost. But now it's found. Woo! I found it. It's found. This sheep, my father, it is not his will that any of these little ones should be lost.
Have you ever been lost? I remember when I was about 4 years old, our family went on a vacation and we were driving through a really small town and we decided to stop and get groceries at the grocery store. So I was there in the toy aisle looking at the toys and I looked up and none of my family was around. And I started screaming and crying because I thought they left me. Well, my mother was on the aisle next to me and she came over and she hugged me and she held me and she said, "We would never, ever leave you." You know, I was thinking about that because today we are talking about a lost sheep. And there is a special scripture verse that I want you to look up and underline, and then we're going to review it. So look in your Bibles to Luke 19, verse 10, and I'll give you about 30 seconds to find it. Read that verse out loud on the count of three, starting with Luke. 1, 2, 3. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. The Son of Man is Jesus, and he came to look for lost people. And we're going to be talking about that later on today. But so we get it from our head into our heart, let's say it three different ways. Let's say it like we are looking. This is what I want you to do. I want you to get down on the floor and look under the couch or under the chair and say this verse. So starting with Luke 9:10, on the count of three, we're going to be looking for something under the couch or a chair. So say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. Whoa. Okay, so now, I don't know about you, but in my house, stuff gets behind the cushions. So look in the cushions or behind a chair or a cabinet and say this verse again. 1, 2, 3. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. All right. One more time. This time it's like we're going to be looking high on the shelves, way up high. So stand on your tiptoes. Get your arm up there on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. Very good. Remember that verse. It's going to be important.
Hi, guys. Here we go again. Today, we're going to talk about something awesome. Today, we're going to talk about trigonometry and the application and the effectiveness of the Pythagorean theorem. I don't want to talk about that. All right, so let's talk about something cool. Today, we're going to talk about sheep. Look at this guy. Because our parable today is about the parable of the lost sheep. Now, you probably always wondered, why does God compare us in the Bible to the sheep? That seems kind of weird. Did you know sheep? There are 9 different characteristics in the Bible that describe the sheep. And we're going to go over those characteristics right now. Characteristic number 1. Many people say that sheep are stupid, right? Now, it's not good to call anybody stupid. So let's just say that sheep have no sense of direction whatsoever. It's kind of like when one sheep goes somewhere, all the other sheep just kind of follow along, even if it's off the edge of a cliff. And if you were a sheep, you would go with them. This is a true story. In eastern Turkey, there was a flock of sheep, 1,500 sheep. Now the shepherds were off having breakfast, and the sheep, 1,500 sheep, were all out on the pasture, you know, doing what sheep do. They were, standing around and eating grass and looking at each other. It's fun. And one of them decided, hey, I've got a great idea. Let's just take off and start running. And so all of the other sheep said, that's a great idea. We're going to do what you do. And the lead sheep took off and they ran to the edge of a cliff, and 1,500 sheep, all of them, went over the edge of the cliff. How did that happen? So they think what happened is the sheep that were in the back, well, they're running in the back and they can't really see over the front and see where they're going. And by the time they got to the cliff and noticed it, they were running too fast and it was too late for them, and they went over. And the sheep that were in the front, when they ran and saw the cliff, maybe they wanted to stop, but when they tried to stop, all of the other sheep behind them were running as fast as they could, and they just kept pushing them forward and forward and forward until they went over. Now, the first 400 that fell over, they didn't make it. They all died. The other 1,100 sheep, they didn't die, but they got banged up. There's another funny story about these squishy, fuzzy guys. A farmer once said that if you open the doors to your barn and you put a rope across the door, when the sheep start coming out, the sheep will jump over the rope and go out into the pasture. But if you cut the rope, the rest of the sheep that are coming out, well, they'll jump over a rope that isn't even there anymore, like an invisible rope. They try not to laugh, but that's pretty stupid. So you think about it, you think, I can kind of see why God compares us to sheep a little bit now, right? I mean, have you ever gone somewhere in the wrong direction or started doing something that was foolish and you ended up going over a cliff because that's what all your friends did? Well, if you were a sheep, that's what you would do. Or maybe you wanted to imitate your friends, like a large group of your friends are doing something they probably shouldn't be doing, or they look cool and you think everybody's cool, and so you join in, and really what you end up with is everyone's doing something completely foolish, and now you are too. And so if you look at the Bible, if you read in Isaiah 53:6, if you have your Bible, open it up and you read, and the Lord says, and we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's Isaiah 53:6.
Characteristic number 2. Sheep cannot defend themselves. Have you ever seen a sheep growl, show his teeth, bark, bite, run fast, shoot quills out of his back, or spray you with wool? Now, 2 things that sheep do have in their arsenal, though, is they run away together. We hope, especially like if they hear water, because they're afraid of drowning. The other thing they can do is they can kick. A ewe, mama sheep, will kick, kick, kick to protect her baby lambs. But other than these 2 defense mechanisms, They're pretty much just a Snickers bar for a wolf waiting to eat them unless they stick together. We're kind of the same way. We can run, we can kick, but mostly we're defenseless. And that's why God compares us to sheep in the Bible. We need His protection. We need to stick together as Christians. Like it says in 1 Peter 5:8, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
Characteristic number 3. Sheep cannot get back up without help. Sometimes a sheep will turn over on its back, kind of like a cockroach or a turtle, and this is called cast down. That's an old English shepherd's term. When a sheep is cast on its back, legs flailing everywhere, it's a pitiful sight. Do you know, if the shepherd doesn't come along and pick it up and put it back on its feet, it can die. You know, it's just laying there helpless, and there's animals that want to come harm it, and it has no protection. Or the flock might decide to move on, and that sheep gets left behind. How many times have we been cast down? I can think of a few times in my life where it would have been serious trouble if the good shepherd had not come along and saved the day and put me back up. You know, thank goodness God loves us enough that He will take us and put us right-sided again. I know God compares us to sheep for a good reason, and it's because we are a mess without Him. He tends His flock like a shepherd. He gathers His lambs in His arms, and He carries them close to His heart. Isaiah 40, 11.
Characteristic number 4. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I love my little sheep here. I call him Lamb Chops. Well, do you know that sheep are smarter than we are sometimes? They really are. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, what do you call a baby sheep? A lamb. A lambkin. A lovey-dovey. I call him Lamb Chop. Well, did you know that all sheep have a shepherd? And shepherds, when they're baby lambs, when they're lambs, they walk around everywhere they go, and they carry the lambs on their shoulders. And this allows the lamb to get to know the shepherd. They smell of him, and they know his scent, and they know his voice. And guess what else about sheep and lambs? They're emotional. They've got emotions, just like you and I do. And they get scared. Oh, they see you. They don't know you. So they get scared and they just run back to me, and I get to hug and love on them. Well, they're also very friendly. Little lambs, sheep, they're friendly. They love all their flock members. And they will stick up for them, and they will fight to take up for them. And guess what else they do? They get anxious. They get distressed. They even get sad. And they do this because, like, if one of the flock members goes missing, or if one even dies, they get really, really sad. Well, boys and girls, God's true book, the Bible, says something. Jesus says something about sheep in John 10, 27. Chapter 10, verse 27 in the book of John. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Well, Jesus isn't talking about the real sheep, like this guy, like Lamb Chop. No. Jesus is talking about you and me. And He is saying that we hear His voice and we follow Him. Jesus. And so, boys and girls, you and I may be smarter in a lot of ways than these sheep, but one thing about them, they are very loyal and they're friendly and they know the shepherd's voice. Now, I wonder why you and I might not always hear Jesus's voice. Why would we not do that? And it's a struggle sometimes to hear his voice, isn't it? We get busy doing other things, but let me tell you, if you know Jesus as your Savior, you can hear his voice, especially if you spend time with him in prayer and in the Word and with friends that love him and going to church, those kind of things. That's how you hear his voice. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, that's the first step, is to do that. And so you can hear his voice. And you'll have an opportunity to do that later. Either way, boys and girls, the ability to stop and listen.
Characteristic number 5. You won't ever see sheep carrying a pack on its back. Other animals are good for carrying things, but not sheep. They're not meant to carry heavy loads. They'd be crushed under such a weighty burden. This is why God compares us to sheep in the Bible. We're not meant to carry our burdens. We're meant to give him our heavy loads. He can carry them for us. Psalms 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord and he'll sustain you.
Characteristic number 6. Sheep will settle for less. Sheep, when they're thirsty, will drink from out of the first water they come to. It doesn't matter how dirty or filthy it is, they'll drink it because it's right there in front of them. Even though a shepherd may have prepared a place for them to drink out of still, clear, pure water. Sheep are content with filth, with being dirty, so long as it satisfies them at the moment. They will stink and they don't even know it. They have no understanding of what is best for them. But you know who does know what's best for them? That's right, their shepherd knows what's best for them. Sometimes we act like sheep and we choose to do what we want. We make bad choices, not what God has planned for us, like sheep drinking from dirty water. The world offers us lots of choices, and sometimes we choose those instead of what God offers. We settle for less than the best. Sometimes we act stubborn or blinded to the truth, and sometimes even though we know the choices we make could harm us or others, we do them anyway, and that's why we need a Savior, a good shepherd. God compares us to sheep in the Bible because we don't always know what is good for us. The Lord is my shepherd. I want for nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Psalms 23, verses 1 and 2.
Characteristic number 7. Sheep are valuable. Sheep were treated as a prized possession back in Jesus' day. You were counted as a wealthy man if you owned large flocks of sheep because they gave meat and milk and they had lots of offspring, babies, and they used them for their wool. Shepherds, they make many sacrifices to make sure their flocks are protected. They will even lay down their life and even have to die if the sheep are in danger. If wolves or bears or lions come, the shepherd does whatever he has to. It's that important because in shepherd's life, that's his livelihood. He does not want to lose it. How much more precious are we than smelly sheep, even if they are cute? God made the ultimate sacrifice for us because he loved us so very much. Jesus died on the cross so that we could live with him forever. God compares us to sheep because we are precious. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Look,
the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world. John 1:29.
Characteristic number 8. Sheep cannot care for themselves when injured or wounded. I mean, what's up with that, right? If you have a dog or a cat, if you ever see an animal that gets, your pet that gets injured, and you see like our dog, if he cuts himself, he'll sit and lick and lick and lick and lick. And some of those animals will lick their wound to keep it clean and help it heal. And they will do that until it's healed. Sheep can't do that. A sheep will just be wounded and they don't do anything about it. And so a good shepherd will take care of their sheep. And the way a good shepherd does it is, well, this is like an oil, it's kind of salve. If you ever got a cut, your mom and dad put like a little bit of ointment on your cut and then put a Band-Aid over it. Well, that's what a good shepherd does for their sheep. They'll take a little ointment and they'll take a bandage and they'll wrap it up or bind the wound. And then every once in a while, they'll unwrap it and unbind it and check and just to make sure that it's doing well and it's healing properly. And they'll do that until the wound is completely healed. Now, Jesus is our good shepherd, and oh, how he wants to come and heal our wounds. The brokenhearted, sometimes we'll need, if we have a broken heart and we need our heart mended, and Jesus wants to come and heal that wound, but you know what? A lot of times, we just don't want him to touch us. And that's another reason why God compares sheep to us in the Bible. If you read in Psalm 147:3, so get your Bibles out and look at Psalm 147:3, and it says, he heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. That's Psalm 147:3.
Characteristic number 9. In the Bible, sheep are known as being pure and innocent. Do you know what animal was sacrificed at Passover? That's right, sheep were. They're seen as the Lamb of God, flawless, pure, and holy, just like Christ was when he was sacrificed for us. It wasn't a goat or any other animal that was sacrificed at Passover, just a lamb. You know, goats are known for being independent and stubborn and, at best, curious, are mean and dangerous and destructive at worst. Do you know what animal Satanists, people who worship the devil, you know what animal their symbol is? That's right, it's a goat. The Bible says that we're supposed to be innocent as lambs, pure and righteous, not like goats. God compares us to sheep who need a shepherd because he knows that without him being our shepherd, we get lost. We'll put ourselves in danger. He didn't mean for us to carry heavy loads around with us. Can you think of some heavy loads that people carry around? I can name a few: worry and doubt and concern and fear. Jesus tells us to give those to him and he'll carry them for us. He's our good shepherd. But you know something, even though sheep can be foolish, God made them of value. Even though they are wanderers, he values them. We should be like sheep and run to our good shepherd, Jesus, who will lead us to the springs of living water and take care of us forever. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, verse 17.
So today we have learned a whole lot about sheep. We have learned about a parable, and I hope you are understanding what that parable is all about. You know, we are so much like sheep. Did you ever think about that? We are a whole lot like sheep. And it would take a very special person to take care of sheep, wouldn't it? A shepherd has to be committed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The shepherd has to be committed to protecting and helping and caring for the sheep. You know, Jesus is called the Good Shepherd. So if he's the Good Shepherd, then who are his sheep? We are. In this story today, there were 100 sheep, but 99 of them didn't give him any trouble. But there was one that wandered off. We don't know why he wandered off. Maybe he was daydreaming, or maybe he just wasn't real smart, or maybe he was rebellious. We don't know why, but he got away from the flock. He got out of the fold.
and the good shepherd had to go find him. I can't even imagine what that shepherd had to go through. Probably had to climb mountains, cross streams, climbed into caves. I don't know. But the shepherd was dedicated to take care of the sheep. I wonder what happened to that sheep in the story. When he wandered off, did he fall down a cliff? If he did, the shepherd might have had a hard time looking for him. Or did that sheep get caught on his back and couldn't roll back over? All kinds of things could have happened. Was he sick? Were there wolves and lions around that were ready to pounce on him? Maybe he couldn't even find his way home. Well, in this story, if we're the sheep and Jesus is the shepherd, I want you to know that Jesus would do anything and everything to go after the lost, to go after people who don't know him, because he loves everyone. That's why he was willing to die on the cross to forgive us of our sins. You know, Jesus wants to rescue us from our sin problem. He doesn't want to punish us. He wants to rescue us. He wants to heal us. He wants to make us whole and feel secure and comforted. He wants us to know his voice when he is speaking to us. He wants us to know the word of God so that we can't be tricked and lured away. He wants us to obey his voice. Now, Jesus is not a control freak. No, when he tells us to do something, it's for our own good. It's kind of like the shepherd with his rod, just kind of tapping the sheep like, get back in line, get back in the fold. Jesus wants us safe and protected. He knows what is best for us. So I'm going to ask you this. What kind of sheep are you? Are you a lost sheep? See, a lost sheep doesn't understand the shepherd. The lost sheep gets caught up in everything around them, and the lost sheep sometimes is rebellious. Maybe some of you have said, yes, Jesus, I want you to come into my heart and to be my Savior, but you've kind of forgotten. You've forgotten what it's like. Well, listen. Jesus wants you to come back. He wants you to come back to him. Sometimes the sheep, they disappear or run away because they don't know any better. Well, guess what? Today, what I am telling you is so that you can know better, that you can know the Good Shepherd. And so we are going to take a few moments, and I'm just going to be quiet for a minute, and I want you to ask yourself this question. What kind of sheep am I? Now, I'm going to pray a prayer because I believe that the Holy Spirit is touching hearts and speaking to people. And maybe you're saying, I'm that one sheep that ran away. You don't have to stay lost. You don't have to be sick or wounded in your body or your soul. You don't have to be afraid because the Good Shepherd wants to bring you into his family. So we're going to pray a prayer. And I'm going to have one of those repeat after me prayers. It's not a magic prayer. What I am doing is giving you an idea of how to ask Jesus to come into your heart and to forgive you and keep you in his family. So would you pray this prayer after me, please? Dear Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd. And there are times when I am like that one sheep. I need you. I need to feel secure. I need your love and your forgiveness. So I'm giving myself to you, and I'm asking you to be my shepherd. Come into my life and change me. In your holy name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer and you really meant it, I would love to hear from you. And you can go on the Facebook page, Generations People or Generations Church Granbury, and write a note. Write a note saying, on Sunday, July 5th, I asked Jesus into my heart. Because we want to pray for you. And we want to know that you are part of our family, of God's family. We're going to stop here in a minute, and we're just going to have a time of worship. And I invite you to just sing from your heart. Sing from your heart to Jesus. See you next week.
More than I can stand. I'm